Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're continuing our discussion today on staying connected to the most critical people in your life. And today's topic is about cultivating those critical relationships. When they talk about relationships, they're a lot like marriage. Very good, strong relationships require an effort to maintain. So there needs to be some give and take on both sides. But to have a truly good relationship, there's some work involved. And so the question I want to ask you is, are you a good friend, brother, sister, son, daughter? You fill in the blank. But for those critical people in your life, are you good at this relationship thing? And being good at it means that you have to be part of their lives. It means there has to be some frequency in terms of your contact with them. You know, the method of contact, which we talked about the other day, is important. Are you there physically? Are you there over the phone? Or are you doing it over social media or text? We need to be present for big events, things like weddings and funerals. We need to be there at their time of need. People remember those things. Think about when you've lost a loved one in your life, and think about the people that were there. There's certain people that showed up. I'm guessing that you were almost surprised that they were there, but you were grateful that they were there, and you'll never forget it. Okay, think about that. When somebody has a situation or they're in their time of need, if you're there for them, your stock goes way up. That relationship just moved to a whole new level just by being there, by being thoughtful, by taking the time to acknowledge them and at their time of need. And I think being thoughtful is really important. It's something that I struggle with, the little things, not the big things, but some of the little things. You know, sending somebody a note on their first Father's Day after the birth of their child, texting them about their team when they win a big game. But just having those little acknowledgments along the way just to show them that you're thinking about them. You know, my wife is fantastic at that. I work with a lot of people that are great. You know, I find in general, and I hate to generalize, but, you know, typically I find women to be much better than men at things like this, at being thoughtful, at the little things. But it's really so important, especially when you're dealing with women. Okay, so if you're, women love those little things, those small acknowledgments. I mean, we all do, but I think it goes much further when we're talking about women versus men in that case. And I think the other thing about cultivating these relationships is just being a trusted confidant. People want to know that you'll tell them the truth, that you'll be honest with them, that you'll just listen to them. That could be the biggest thing in the world, just having somebody that'll listen and give an honest opinion. At the end of the day, I think you just have to think about the golden rule. Treat your most critical relationships the way you want to be treated. It's that simple. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a simple commitment to joining me for a few minutes each day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll be wrapping up our discussion on staying connected to the most critical people in your life by just talking about cherishing those people. But remember for today, relationships take work. Make sure you take the time to cultivate those critical relationships in your life and just treat them as you would like to be treated. It's that simple.